set now for the ball game with plenty of the crisp refresher Valentine beer. See for yourself why over 5 million glasses of Valentine beer are enjoyed every day. We're all set now for the Yankee baseball game, so let's go down and pick up the starting lineup.
Gary Gygax, center field. Carl Yastrzemski, left field. Frank Malzone, third base. Lou Clinton, right field. Pete Runnels, first base. Russ Nixon, catching. Pumpsy Green, shortstop. Tracy Salad, pitching. For the Yankees, Bobby Richardson leads off, second base. Tony Kubek, shortstop. Roger Maris, center field. Yogi Berra, left field. Johnny Blanchard, right field. Elston Howard, catching. Bill Charon, first base. Cleef Boyer, third base. Bill Stafford, pitching. Our broadcast today will be joined by the Armed Forces Radio Service, short-waving this broadcast around the world to our troops, our boys and girls in service, ladies and gentlemen in service, wherever they may be stationed. And a warm hello from the USA and from Yankee Stadium. This final game of the season will be getting underway just a little bit past two. The umpires have not yet come out. They're in the dugout. Now they're starting out. Bill Kinnaman will be at home plate. John Flaherty at first base. Jim Hunnicik at second. And Al Salerno at third base. And as they go over the ground rules, I should like to take a moment to extend thanks to many folks, to all of you people who have tuned in this season and have been so kind. And those who have taken the trouble to write us and give us constructive criticism, as well as letters of appreciation. It has always been the philosophy of all of us here that on any given day, we may say something or do something that may not be just exactly the liking of someone listening in. But it is also our philosophy not to deliberately do any such thing. Right now, our national anthem. Takes the pitch low outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Schilling hitting 259. Some of the Reds are here today, pitching coach Jim Turner, former Yankee coach, along with Joey Jay and former Yankee catcher Darryl Johnson. Next pitch inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 pitch. It's in there, 2-1. The 2-1 pitch to the right-hand batter. Curve over, strike two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. the 2-2 pitch. Curve swung on and missed. Strike three. Schelling tried to hold back, but couldn't. And now up comes Gary Geiger. Batting 234. Carl Yastrzemski to follow. In comes the pitch. Over. Strike one. Nothing and one. Stafford with a record of 13-9. Into the windup, the pitch to the left-hand batter is low and inside. Stafford 1-0 against Boston. One ball, one strike. Foyer station, close at third, and the pitch. Curve inside, ball 2-2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Some of them in the Red Sox bullpen are riding Yogi. Yogi turned around and points at Maris. He'll go get it if they hit from the left center. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off the plate off the foot of Geiger. Yogi's playing Gary straightaway left, and Maris shaded a little to right center. The Yogi faces the left field line. Two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2 pitch. High ball three. Full count, 3-2. The 3-2 delivery is in there. Called strike three. Came in the pitch that looked as if it was going to be high, and he threw him a high sinker, actually. He dropped in for the third call strike. Now Carl Yastrzemski batting 266. Here's the pitch. It's in there, strike one, nothing in one. This time of the year, as fall sets in, the shadows are out on the field much earlier than they would otherwise be. The sun's in a different position. The one-strike pitch is high and away. Already shadows cast the catcher and batter in shadows. Scarron and the right fielder in shadow. A 1-1 count. And the pitch. Outside. Ball 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled off its plate. Count remains 2-2. Or becomes 2-2. A 2-2 count on Carl Yastrzemski. Now the 2-2 offering. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Fastball is sailed away from him, and Stafford strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of the first half, the first inning, Boston nothing. New York coming to bat.
The golden mellow flavor of today's Ballantine beer. Where does it come from? It comes from Ballantine's own Golden Harvest. From golden grains, specially grown, specially harvested. And Golden Harvest hops, costlier premium hops that vine ripen for 2 weeks longer than any others. These gifts of the Golden Harvest bring you the golden mellow taste, the naturally more refreshing taste of today's Valentine beer.
So have a golden, golden Valentine from Valentine, Golden Harvest time. Refreshing and mellow every time. Golden mellow Valentine, Valentine beer.
Next time, better make it Valentine. America's finest since 1840.
Half the first inning. Bobby Richardson leads off. Tony Kubek's on deck, and Roger Maris follows. Tracy Stollard with a record of 2-6, right-hander. Ready to work. And the pitch is bunted right toward the mound. Stollard has it on a hop, throws to first to Reynolds, and there's one away. Bobby's been bunting a lot lately, getting in some bunting practice. Now Tony Kubek comes up. Batting 274. The right-hander to the windup. The pitch is high outside. Ball one. One ball, no strike. And the 1-0 pitch. It's in there. Strike one. 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball over. Strike two. 1-2. Two strikes. And the 1-2 pitch. Inside gets away from the catcher, Russ Nixon. Two balls, two strikes on Kubek. The right-hander's 2-2 pitch. Swung on, lined in the center for a base hit. Jagger up with the ball, tossing back in. And up comes Roger Maris. Maris is swung on hit the left field. Going back is Ostrinski, and he makes a one-handed catch in deep left. Two away. Yogi Berra. Hitting 273. Here's the pitch to Yogi, and it's low. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Now the delivery. delivered to Yogi. It gets away from the catcher. Got over the inside corner with it for a strike. The ball got away from Nixon and down second. Goes two back. Fast ball. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Swung on to high pop toward second. Schilling is under it. Waiting. And makes the catch. Sides retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one gone. End of the first inning, Boston nothing, New York nothing. Nothing to report elsewhere in the American League as yet. While in the National League, St. Louis and Philadelphia scoreless end of two innings, Gibson and Barresi. Cincinnati nothing, Pittsburgh batting in the first inning, Berkey and Gibbons. San Francisco, Milwaukee, Los Angeles, Chicago later. It would appear that Cincinnati may work 0-2 in the opener here and possibly follow with Jay. Jay is here today. With Berkey working today, it would appear that he might be the man to open the first game in Cincinnati.
In the Boston second inning, Frank Malzone grounded out to shortstop. Lou Clinton struck out, and Pete Runnels grounded out to short. In the Yankee second, Johnny Blanchard flied to Clinton, Elston Howard flied to Gary Geiger in center field, and Bill Scourin fanned. In the Red Sox third, Russ Nixon opened up with a single to center field. Pumpsy Green then flied to Roger Maris. Tracy Stallard sacrificed Nixon to second, and Frank Schilling popped to Cleet Boyer. In the Yankee third, Cleet Boyer fly to Clinton, Stafford grounded to Pumpsy Green, and Richardson grounded out to Schilling. We continue the action in the top of the fourth inning, with the Red Sox batting, and the score stands nothing to nothing.
Of course, I'd like to extend my own further thanks to fellows like the old Redhead and Phil Rizzuto. Great guys to work with. And I hope you enjoy them very much. By the way, a special World Phillies column written by Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle will appear in the New York Journal American, Hearst, and other newspapers across the country starting October 1st. In the column, Rog and Mick will discuss the happenings and highlights of each game. Thanks a million to all you lovely people. We'll be going over to TV to finish up today. And, again, my sincere thanks to the Scooter and the old Redhead.
Thank you, Mel. It certainly has.
It's been a pleasure.
The Yankees made it so easy by having an exciting season.
Here's Gary Geiger, who was called out on strikes in the first inning. He swings and misses a curveball, strike one.
Score on the top of the fourth. Stafford struck out the first three Red Sox. At his face is a ground ball hit in front of the plate. Howard up with it. Throws to Scarron for the out. Boy, that Howard pounced out there in a hurry. One away, and Carl Yastrzemski, who struck out swinging in the first inning. Deck Frank Malzone. Lined up by Stafford. The fastball outside. Ball one. One nothing curve is in there. Strike one. One and one. Stensky has been striking out quite a bit here of late. It looks like he's changed his stance. At the beginning of the year, he used to hit everything to left field and left center and center. He's pulling more now, but also missing more pitches. There's a high foul out of play in the upper deck. One ball, two strikes.
outside. 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Outside ball 3-2. Now on your Stemke. Tap it, ready for the payoff stretch. And then time is called. Right umpire, Bill Kinnaman, calling time, waiting for your Stemke to get set. Now we're ready for the payoff stretch. There it is. It's a curve and it's over. Strike three called. That's 5 strikeouts for young Bill Stafford. And it brings up Frank Malzone, who bounced to the shortstop in the second inning. On deck, Lou Clinton. Stafford's fastball is low, ball one. Richardson at second base under it, and Bobby takes it for the out. It was right off the end of the bat. Red Sox are down in order in the top of the fourth, nothing across. At the end of 3.5, it's Boston nothing and the Yankees nothing. Tony Kubek to lead off for the Yankees. Tony single to center field in the first inning, has the Yankees lone hit off Tracy Stallard, the big right-hander. And on deck, Roger Maris. Lined up. Pitch to Kubek as a swing and a miss, strike one. Ballard comes back with a curve, swung and a miss, strike two. Nothing in two to Tony. They were both low-breaking curveballs, down and in, below the knees.
Strike pitch. Another curve low inside. One ball, two strikes. Right now, let's pause for station identification.
Good Sound Broadcasting for 1961. Your Yankee Baseball Station. The time, 18 minutes before 3 p.m.
Strike count on Kubek leading off here in the bottom of the fourth. Scoreless ball game. Curve is low and the count is even at 2-2. Strike three call. The curveball caught the outside part of the plate. Second strike on the Stallard, and here comes Roger Maris. Last time up, Roger hit the deep to left field. It crossed everybody up, including Yastrzemski, who made a fine catch. He was so surprised, Maris hitting the ball at left. Then he got a handful of people sitting out in left field, but in right field, man, it is mobbed out there. And they're standing up. Waiting to see if Maris is going to hit number 61. Here's the windup. The pitch to Roger, way outside, ball one. And the fans are starting to boo. Maris only has, including this time, 3 times of bat. And unless the Yankees get a rally, that's all he'll have to try and get number 61 on the year. The windup, the pitch, low, balls two. That one was in the dirt. And the boos get louder. 2 balls, no strikes on Roger Maris. Here's the windup. Fastball hit deep to right. Way back there. Oh!
For the Yankees in the bottom of the fourth, one run. One hit, a high hit.